Hey!
Hi!
Welcome back to another amazing episode of
Sipping and Tripping. Oh my God.
How you hoes doing?
Oh Lord.
So
we're here.
Today is our first official only solo podcast.
Only episode, yes.
Normally, we're like live. We're doing the whole show on Facebook.
Right.
We're giving you fakes. We're giving you body.
Right.
We're giving you drama. Right. We're giving you Genesee Kwah.
Genesee Kwah, even though they said we need it, honey.
Woo!
They said we need Genesee Kwah. They said you're good.
But you can be better.
Genesee Kwah.
You can be better, yes. But, so tonight, we're going to give you a little bit of all of that.
We are.
I'll give you a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You can get this, or you can get that.
That's old.
You can get this, or you can... Okay, I'm sorry, y'all.
Thank you.
So, thank your mama, don't thank me.
Oh, I do every day for life.
Anyway.
So, welcome to our studio audience.
So, let's get into
hello, studio audience.
Oh, yeah, we have a live studio audience. Hi. So, we have a live studio audience. I did a survey on the audience.
Did you?
While you were in the restroom.
Okay.
Yes, we have 98 bottoms and no tops.
That sounds like Chicago to me.
Yes, there's no tops at all in the audience.
That's true.
I've been looking for a top for about 6 years now.
Oh, baby.
I'm beginning to think that tops have went extinct.
They have.
And, like, I'm not the kind of girl that can date a lady.
No.
I'm not lesbianic.
I'm not.
No.
Listen.
So if you know a top, if you are a top and you are hiding, you a sequester, hit us up. We will find you. I will set you free.
That part.
I will give you everything that you need, everything that you love, everything you desire.
That part.
You acquire.
That part.
I will make you like squirt to the ceiling.
Oh my God.
But it won't be in the ceiling, really. It'll be in me. But, you know, you'll be squirting nonetheless.
Oh my God.
A lot.
So, for our podcast, just so y'all know, I am Dana. Boom, boom, boom. Hear my voice. Hear me roar.
And I am none other than Martell.
Oh, she's yes. Selective tonight.
So
she's
dainty.
Very coy. She's very dainty.
You know.
So, this is our first time doing a very only podcast.
Well,
only
your first time.
My first time. It is. Yeah. It is my first time. You've done it.
I've been a virgin.
So, bear with us. Bear with us. Because we are used to being live. We used to being on video. And we are not at the moment.
But
so.
We know what they came here for.
True.
It's what they want.
Baby.
They want some hot topics. They want some tea.
What you came
for. So, if you guys all know, my mother, Wendy Williams, her talk show, came back.
She's back on now,
it's her 12th season. She came back on TV. On Monday.
Okay.
And baby, first of all, the new set is cute.
Is it?
But we're missing one.
I heard it one day. I told you my parents, well, not my parents, my dad, of all people, watches Wendy Williams faithfully.
I believe it.
And I heard it.
He has good taste.
Y'all, if y'all know my father, y'all know my father.
And he has good taste.
The gag is he watches Wendy Williams.
He has good taste.
So, yeah. I heard it the other day. I was like, oh, come on, Wendy, new season.
Not only is Wendy back with her new season,
mm-hmm.
She lost 25 pounds. But we have a
did
new... Yes, she did.
Okay.
I mean, not in titty.
No, I mean...
Not in titty now.
But she didn't have 25 pounds to lose.
Well, she had gained a little weight over Corona.
Okay.
I don't know.
I guess.
Well, guess what? DJ Booth is gone.
Oh, so who was there?
We have a new DJ. Is DJ. New.
DJ.
He did a couple episodes... on the show before the season ended.
Okay.
Last season.
Okay.
And, you know, he was there when DJ Booth was, you know, touring, doing what he had to do.
Right.
With Phony Minaj and everything.
Ooh.
And also, shout out to her. I heard she had her baby.
The barb? Is that kind of get up? Did she have the baby?
I heard that her mom had made, like, a coy Instagram post saying that, like, she was a good mom and stuff. So, I heard she made her have her baby already.
Was her husband in the room or was he a blue dot on the map?
A red dot, number one. And number two, the judge allowed her husband to be in a room. Which, you know what? I'm happy.
Childbirth is a blessing.
It is.
Congrats.
But I feel like you should have to fill out a questionnaire before you can have a baby.
Baby, listen.
Girl. Are you a red dot? You can have a baby.
A dog can have a litter.
Girl. Well, I'm not going to say that. I think that she's going to be a great mom. I feel like she's going to be the mom that like, spoils her kids. They're going to be like, shut the fuck up, mom. Fucking hate you, bitch.
That's because she got money.
Oh, what gag? What if her kids are like Cardi B fans? Off with their heads. Off with their heads. I wish my... Ooh, bitch. I wish one of my kids would try to defile me
but
like
why
that.
Would they not be, though?
Brainwashing is real.
It's not brainwashing if one's better, one's
I
better.
I mean, you brainwash your kids.
I guess.
So that light card.
Oh, you're right.
But anyway, so... Anyway, so when he was back, DJ Booth was out.
Okay.
DJ Booth was actually on the Instagrams today and saying he ain't got no tea. He got coffee. No coffee stronger.
Why?
And he might have to expose some shit.
So if y'all know anything about how... Oh, no. He was on Wendy Williams. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was thinking about Ellen.
I'm starting to think that maybe... Did Wendy try to give him some of that WAP?
It was rumored that they were dating.
But she said she was making it seem like it, but they were not.
Right.
DJ Booth was just nice to her. He was a friend in need.
But like they say,
a friend in need got a dick to ride.
He's like 10, 20 years her junior, right?
Maybe 20.
Right. Like he's younger. He's a younger guy.
Might he's about his 40s.
30, so.
Like late 30s, but 40s.
He's 40 something already?
Yeah, he got no hair.
Okay.
He balding.
He got no hair. I know people that balded at 22.
Okay, what you're not gonna do is sit here and talk about your best friend like this during the show.
Don't do that.
Not gonna do. Not gonna do.
Don't do that.
Don't you do that. Okay.
I was not doing that.
You went there.
I did not. I did. Some people bald early, just like some people gray early.
Ooh, that's gonna read me.
No,
bitch. As long as L'Oreal, Clorel, and everybody else got some dye on there, baby, I will be buying my dye, honey.
She's a redhead.
And you just got to the point to where you could do like that, girl. Because I remember when you was looking like a Dalmatian on the head.
Sure was.
I remember when you had no teeth in the back. Remember when they came and they reposed your car?
Don't do that.
Nene.
Don't do that.
Remember when they did that, Nene?
Don't do that.
Remember when you had no teeth right out of the back?
Don't do that.
That was my charade.
They reposed my car, but I definitely had teeth.
Bitch, that was my charade, bitch.
Now listen, they about to report another card, but I still got teeth.
No, but shut up. I was watching Housewives of Atlanta clips on TV, and when Sheree was like, remember when you had no teeth on the side of your mouth, bitch?
Ooh,
where you going?
Tanini.
Baby, you didn't even have no time for that. She said, oop, let me go. You didn't grab that pocketbook.
She knew what it was.
She grabbed her pocketbook.
She knew what it was.
And she exits.
She definitely
left.
Did.
Well, I'm going to tell you about Sheree. That's a real bitch. She said, oh, baby, let me follow you.
Ooh.
But first of all, Sheree had the one to mess with, because you remember when she shipped the Kim wig? Nene, she was going to give Nene something to talk about. She shifted her wig.
Lord.
She said she's just getting a little shift.
She's just, it needs to be just a little off-center.
First of all, I felt like Kim, she was like a paid whore.
Who?
Kim Zolciak.
Stop! She was your girl.
I love, because I wanted to be like her, bitch, a whore.
But wait,
it was paid.
Her man, fine.
Girl, but he's a Trump supporter.
Is he really?
Girl, if you a Trump supporter, girl, you ain't fine.
Okay, but wait, no.
I don't want that high booty. But I don't want it no more.
But he's so fine.
Girl, first of all, you cannot be a Trump supporter and trying to touch me.
Listen, just
no.
For one night.
No.
For pretend.
Only for one
no,
girl,
for pretend. Just,
for one
just
night.
Listen, just screw me like a slave. Just screw me like a slave. For one night. Just one night. Oh, wait, no. Just one night. Just one night. Just one night. And then it's over. And then like, okay, I'm sorry.
Simple Trip has been canceled. Dana has been fired from the show. I will continue the rest of the show by myself. I'm taking auditions. Who wants to fill this seat? Because that was
name,
problem.
Toby,
my name is Kunta.
And we are here for a fight for black rights.
Sorry.
And Black Lives Matter. Here you are.
Listen, it's all jokes. It's all jokes.
Jokes are funny, girl.
Jokes are funny.
That wasn't funny.
It was.
That was problematic.
They're laughing.
Elaborate.
They're laughing at you. They're not laughing with you, girl.
Don't do that.
Anyway, we're going to move on.
It was a joke.
So, Kim Zolciak is a whore.
Clearly.
She had bad wigs. So, I was trying to say she had
did
bad
her
wigs.
Daughter get, like, plastic surgery?
They're all hoes. Whole family of hoes.
Oh, shit.
The whole bloodline's a hoe.
Oh, my God.
It ain't my fucking fault. But anyway, so DJ Booth is going to expose the Wendy Williams show or whatever. I'll be waiting to see that.
Expose it for what?
I don't fucking know.
Speaking of exposed... Over the summer, while the Ellen show was on hiatus, everybody and their mother came out on the Twitters.
Even right here.
And talked about how Ellen DeGeneres is a nasty woman.
She nasty.
She's not
she trashy.
Nice.
She's the son of a bitch.
Boom. She's not nice. Her crew is not nice. And there's all this problematic things coming about.
Question.
With Ellen.
Question.
What?
Do you think that Ellen got WAP?
Ew. Ellen don't even use her pussy. Know that.
We don't know.
She don't.
Because I always thought that the brat didn't use hers. She said she like get hers murdered.
Okay, but Ellen a whole. So Ellen's a whole, like, not even stud. Because
the brat was her. The first man I fell in love with. That's how I knew I was gay. until she did that King Magazine show.
King Magazine, bitch. But she said she still like it hit a little bit.
No, she don't anymore.
She said that. What she say?
She said, the brat said that she was considered, she gets bisexual.
Right. She bisexual.
She dated Adam Iverson. She was mollywhopping hoes for him.
I mean, but here's the thing. Just because you dated a man before you came out does not make you bisexual. That makes you dated a man before you came out.
So she dated several men.
I dated women before I came out. I'm gay as the fuck.
But did you? But she dated several men on her own recognizance.
Okay, and what's she date now, though?
She's...
Who's that? Ooh, Brett. Look at that cake. Wait, is this recent?
No, it's King Magazine.
That's old. The Brett was fine.
Brett is fine.
That. She's fine as
baby,
the fuck.
Baby, shorty swing my way. Baby, the Brett could give me some of that strap. Oh, I want a piece of that strap.
I don't want nobody's strap.
I want a piece of that strap.
I don't need nobody's strap.
I want those titties on my back, bitch. I want a piece of that strap. I ain't never want no strap. Titties, so I want the strap.
No, I can't.
I want some of that strap.
I don't like straps. I don't like dildos. I can't.
I want some of that strap.
It's either going to be tongue or dick.
I'm taking that strap for the brat.
No fingers.
That strap for the brat.
No fingers.
I want that strap for the brat. You guys to all go on Twitter and hashtag, I want that strap from the brat.
That's a long hashtag.
Okay, and they got time.
They won't remember.
I want that strap from the brat. Tag me in it, bitch, because I want some of that brat strap.
You got to start the hashtag. The brat, right now.
I want the strap on my back. Hey, I want the strap in my back.
Is it at least like a real feel? Like...
Girl, first of all, I'll get a brat from this work. I might do it.
Oh.
I might just have to do it. But I'm not doing it just to fuck. I'm going to get her ass pregnant. Baby, I'm going to need a receipt.
So, wait, so you fucking the brat?
If I have to.
Oh.
Well, she's going to get pregnant.
Oh.
Baby, I need a receipt from this.
Oh.
Did you remember me, bitch?
Oh. So you trying to have offspring.
I do want a child. I'm going to a thing right now, so I want a child.
Oh,
so I'm looking for a French bulldog to kind of curve my one a child. But then somebody told me that they retarded a little bit. I want my dog being like a little So I want a little dog though. I want a dog. I want a dog. What is all ooing about?
You calling a dog retarded?
The man said it to us.
He did.
He said it. I said,
we was walking.
Uh-huh.
And this man was walking his dog. And Martel said, that's a French bulldog. And he said, no.
It's a pug.
This is a pug. But he said that French bulldogs are...
A little slow.
A little slow. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what he said. He said French bulldogs are a little slow. So, that's up to you, honey. I don't need no animals in my life. Room. I don't need...
So we talked about Vanessa Bryant, the widow of Kobe Bryant.
Yes, ma'am.
She was in the news because there's reports that she's suing the LA Sheriff's Department
for what?
Because they took the pictures of the crash site, and they were distributing to them on the internet.
They were. Yep.
So she's, which I think she should have been sued. They asked.
Yeah, I thought she was already.
I'm glad about that.
I thought she was already.
Also, her mother came out. And say that her daughter has cut her off since Kobe died. She said that her granddaughter will come to the house and say that she would see like her father and her sister on her grandmama couch.
Uh-huh.
And so she just couldn't deal with it no more. So Vanessa was like, well, mom, you gotta move out this house because we keep seeing them over here at your house.
Right.
So she moved her mom into an apartment. The mom wasn't happy about the apartment situation.
An apartment?
But you ain't paying for shit. You should be fucking happy. You got that.
Yeah, but damn, an apartment?
It's only her!
But, okay.
The house wasn't even in their name.
Whose name?
It was a Kobe secretary name.
Shut the fuck up.
And that's how rich people do stuff.
I guess. Okay. But that's weird.
Yeah. She was mad, so now she went to Telemundo, honey.
No. Ooh.
Kobe, mother-in-law.
Telemundo?
Yeah. And she did an interview on Telemundo talking about how... Her daughter kicked her out the house.
Telemundo?
Yeah.
So they had to translate the interview?
She's Hispanic.
Who is?
Kobe Bryant's wife mama.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I never knew. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
She was on Telemundo.
Listen, we've been advised by our Hispanic audience that is true. I didn't know that. I didn't know. I thought she was mixed.
No. And so they had the AM interview, and it was just like, girl, Like, oh, my daughter kicked me out. She don't fuck with me. So her daughter was like, girl, first of all, you have no audacity. We've been taking care of you, bitch.
That part.
Gave you a place to live.
That part.
I sold that house.
That part.
But bitch, you still got somewhere to live.
That part.
Until March.
Until March. March of 2021? Mm-hmm. Oh.
But maybe she's gonna buy her a house though. You never know.
You never know. But they got money.
But I guess people were saying like her mom was like a little overbearing. Okay. Like the mom and Kobe had a real great relationship, but when Kobe passed away,
yeah,
she needed some space. Like, baby, all I need is time. And her mom was just like hovering. Yeah. Which I understand when you go through grief, sometimes you want people around you.
Okay.
But sometimes you kinda need your space.
Right.
But if your mom had given you a space, then you'd be looking at her sideways.
No.
Did you give me my space?
I don't think so.
No, because some girl.
I don't think so.
Some girl, let me tell you something. I got some stories, so. Bitch.
Okay.
Some stories, girl. My phone wanna ring you, bitch, and I ain't forget it.
Oh.
Yeah, I forgot it.
Oh.
Let me tell you that I'm booked and I'm busy.
I know where. Yep.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Okay.
And I'll just let you guys know, everybody who's listening to the podcast universe, we've had some more people coming here, and we've yet to have a top coming here. We are still on the hunt for a top. Finding a top is like looking for a Bigfoot, bitch. It doesn't happen. You get a UFO before you find a top, okay? For the record.
Oh, my Jesus.
Keeping it real. So, Lisa Ray, the Brat sister, is in the news.
For what?
She was saying that we need to expose all the bisexuals.
Wait, what?
All the bisexuals in the closet, men need to come out the closet, we need to expose them. She said, ladies.
That's two different things.
She said, expose both of them, bitch.
That's two different things.
Well, some down low guys, they be bisexual.
Okay, but that's still two different things.
Girl, she said, expose them. Expose them.
No, but why are we exposing bisexuals?
Because they dating women. They ain't telling them that they're bisexual.
But then that's down low.
Well, girl.
You're not bisexual. You're bisexual, and you meet somebody, and you tell them, I'm bisexual. In the course of relationship, you have those discussions. You say, I'm bisexual.
Gil, he didn't tell his wife he was bisexual until they found him laying down half dead in his vomit, naked.
He's not bisexual.
He said he's bisexual.
He was down low.
Girl, low down. I call it low down.
That part.
Low down.
Boom.
Low down.
Because if you're not telling your significant other what you are.
Well, Lisa Ray said expose them off with their heads.
Oh, Jesus.
And I want to say, what do you think about exposing people who are in the closet? Do you think they should expose them?
No.
I could write a book on my hometown.
Oh, Jesus.
But I choose not to write this book because maybe they're going to have my head on the stake. I live in like the capital of low down, down lows.
I wouldn't say that.
I do live in the capital. Everywhere you turn, low down.
Just because everybody you mess with was down low does not mean you live in the capital.
Baby, I ain't had a half of them. Know that. I got standards about myself, girl. You tried it. And some of them, they even make porno tapes.
Who made porno tapes?
I had to see. Wait, is this thing recording?
Is this thing on?
It is.
I cannot.
So I will not say a name. I will not be giving no exposure to the person that I know who was on the lowdown side making gay porno tapes. He was doing it. And he tried to say he's straight. I did it for money. And you didn't even make that money. First of all.
Stop.
You know, I just got questions. How you got 27 inches of cock and you don't even go up?
It don't get hard.
Even Lazarus rose and he was dead. And that thing ain't rising. I got questions. And then you sucking that dick. First of all, I got questions. Because I've been doing dicks for a real long time, right? I was a dick gobbler. And you over here.
Ain't nobody arguing with that.
Ain't nobody arguing. But bitch, you taking dick better than I was. Baby, you taking me like
two at a time.
It took me 20 minutes to get one dick inside of me.
She was taking two at a time.
I was a petite toe.
Two at a time.
She was taking those dicks. I was like, I called her up. I called her. I said, hey, I'm watching your porno tape. And what kind of lube and stuff you be using? Because it took me a long time to open up like that. Like, shit, by the time I get to that point, it's over with. Like, it's done. Like, I just got ready to go to beat.
Listen, you can visit, but you will not move in.
Girl, they was moving in. They had to bring their furniture. I wanted all of that action. And you know what he told me?
What'd he say?
I really wasn't doing it. It's a trick of the camera. Nigga, first of all.
No, ain't no trick.
Let me
ain't
tell
no
you. Trick. Baby, I saw the crumbs
ain't no cinematographer
hug.
That good, okay?
Girl.
Know that.
First of all,
baby, you
ain't
taking all that dick, bitch.
And I'm jealous that he wouldn't tell me a secret.
He was high. So,
that's what I heard. Baby, I heard when you do the drugs, you can take a lot of dick. Baby. See, but I'm afraid of drugs. So I'd be like I'm in a corner shaking and rocking and shit. Like, baby, ooh, that's not for me.
And when they do the drugs, free is a way to be. They can take all the dick and all that.
But, bitch, can they make a new drug? No. That's not a drug, so I can take all the dick?
They do have.
What's that?
It's in my bag.
Oh, poppers?
Nope.
Oh. Well, I'll be visiting your bag in a couple minutes.
I'll show you.
I will be letting you guys know next week
my bag
how I took the dick. I mean, she could take dick, don't get it wrong. But I won't take it like they be taking it in a porno house.
I do too.
They be like, ooh, I'll be like, yes! It just lies in there like it belong there.
That's why I got
and they just get beat.
That's why I got something that's going to hold you in my bag.
Ooh, I need three of them.
Y'all don't judge me. Y'all, podcast land, don't judge me. Okay? I'm a single woman. And I do what I do.
I'm like
enjoy it.
96% single.
I'm 126% single.
Wait, no, 94% single. I forgot.
94?
Yeah, 94%. Oh. Wait, hold on. Let me see if you text it back. Hold on. Oh, might be 90.
Ain't nobody text me back, so I'm 136% single. Know that.
I mean,
and I just be on Snapchat. I just be like, hey, how you doing? And I don't get shit back. I'm all the way single.
I'm not. I'm like 4% committed right now,
girl.
But that 4% is strong, girl.
All the way single.
He got some nice. He got nice muscle. You ever saw somebody you be like, I just want to lick you?
I have.
Mm. Ugh, y'all can. Y'all want to know me like that?
Okay, moving on.
They just
on.
Said we got like 10 minutes. Let's move on.
No, yep, you're right.
So, so Tamar Braxton.
What'd she do?
You know, she was dating that crazy ass Nigerian.
That part. Nigerians ain't shit.
Girl, I knew they weren't shit back when I was in 18, and they was telling me that they was a prince.
They'd be like, and they had all this money for me. You have won the lottery. But all I need from you is to give me your bank account information
with Indian
and send me $100, and then I can send you your millions of dollars that you won in the lottery.
I told him, I said, well, can you just take it out the million and send me the rest?
That's not.
He was like, no, I don't really need it. I said, well, baby, call me Miss Cleo. Could you lag it, bitch? You know, I woke up early in the morning, bitch.
That part.
Baby, you can't scam me.
You can't.
You can't scam me.
No.
Well, first of all, I wish I was a scammer. Like, if I were to come back in life, I want to come back.
We had a whole discussion.
Like, I don't want to be a white woman no more. I want my last name.
Joanne the scammer.
I just want to be a scammer.
The scammer.
Fuck Joanne.
The scammer.
I want to be a scammer.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, scammers have so much fun.
They do.
They be getting cars.
Yes.
They be getting all this shit.
Cars,
shoes.
Clothes,
I had to go to. I had to buy my shoes. I gotta buy everything I buy. Like,
I bought a pair of shoes today.
You did. And I did.
I did. I wasn't planning on it.
I left mine in the store.
You did.
I didn't want them no more.
You didn't.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a scammer. I want to scam like people. I want to scam stuff.
I don't want to scam anybody. I just want
I want to be like the greatest scammer in history. But you're going to do it, you're going to do the best. Okay. I want to like to me, the best scammer of all is Trump.
Oh.
He scammed people to think that he's a president. He didn't scam a woman to think he has some dick to marry her. Like, he didn't scam the banks to give him some more money. Like, to me, like, before he was president, I fucked with her. I used to watch Celebrity Princess like, damn, this bitch is a scammer.
She did.
And then that bitch said, bitch, I'm going to show you something. I said, what you going to show me? It wasn't a dick, for the record. He showed me. He said, I can scam anybody. And I
baby,
said, when I grow up, I want to be a scammer.
He scammed the United States of America.
And bitch, and you know what? What gets me is that the people who voted for him, they don't even know it all the time.
They don't.
Like, y'all, it's a scam. Like, I wanted to kill Hillary scamming ass. Oh, right, Trump scamming ass. I actually liked Hillary. I liked her pantsuits. I liked her hair. She was very masculine. She liked the masculine. I liked her.
Speaking of which.
First of all, if you can cheat
y'all
on.
Y'all go vote.
If you get cheated on and your husband gets his dick stuck in the White House and you stay with him.
Oh, you're
my kind of bitch.
Oh.
But she was scamming him. She said, I'm going to leave this motherfucker for. For what?
What was she leaving him for?
I don't want to suck your dick.
That part.
She's sucking your dick. I want to get my pussy ate by her.
Probably applauded Monica, honey. Like, yes,
girl, thank
God.
You. First of all, I'm looking at you weird because. I like to suck dick. So I'm like, why you want to suck your man dick? Suck the dick.
Maybe he ain't got
like,
no dick.
Bill got some dick.
You think so?
Bill got some dick. He be playing that saxophone. You know he play saxophone with that dick. You gotta have at least
Bill
8 inches of play saxophone, girl. I was gonna play saxophone when I was younger. They said, no, you gotta wait till you're in 6th grade to play saxophone.
Cause you need some dick.
Yeah, get some dick, play saxophone. That's what I knew that Lisa from The Simpsons was transgender.
Because like she that. Played the hell out of that
okay.
saxophone.
How you doing?
Know that. Oh, baby, Lisa played the hell out of you ain't shit.
Baby, you play saxophone. Baby, I want to suck your dick while you play the saxophone.
Oh, my God.
I like jazz music.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I just want to suck dick.
That part.
Like, I was like, I think that dick is like, it's so beautiful sometimes.
It is.
It'd be so pretty. I'm going to show you the dick. I was like that earlier.
No, but here's the thing. People be saying, oh, dick is ugly.
Who say that?
It's so pretty. Balls are ugly.
I lick them all the same. Oh, I licked them all the same, girl.
This podcast has gone way left.
It went X-rated. But so, wait, I'm going to show you this penis
right
here. Please
forgive us. Who is that?
It's a penis.
Ooh.
Look at this penis.
Oh, I seen his dick, girl.
Oh, look at that. Yes. You see? It's beautiful. Now, just imagine that inside of you, thrusting you, and pounding you, and you sweating, baby. And he sweating, and he licking his sweat.
I don't want to, no, don't lick your sweat now.
Baby, I want all that energy. I want all that work, girl. Next caller.
Next, yes, please.
So, Offset and Cardi. So, Cardi B filed for divorce.
Clearly.
She said she's tired of Offset ass.
That part.
She said she just wanna what she saying? I just wanna break up all your shit. Call your mama phone, let her know that she raised a bitch.
That part.
Then down phone click. And fuck your little fake ass Migos. She said it now. I ain't said it. She said it. First of all, I don't give a fuck about Cardi do it. Let me tell you something about Offset. Offset got some good dick.
You think so?
Offset got bitch, I know it. I fucked with Offset before. Baby, it's voodoo in that chocolate,
you
bitch. I had one before.
You did?
Girl, they be cheating on you, cussing you out, and fucking you.
Who cussing you out?
They cuss you out when you get cussed out.
Oh, you like, not
you fuck that
out.
Bitch.
That's what you be like, to do.
Yeah, I fuck that bitch.
No.
You be like, why you fuck that bitch? She be like, so you don't want no dick or what?
You not about
yes,
to
Yes, I want
me
some
out.
Dick. Girl, bye.
That's what you not about to cuss
I
mean, me out.
Bitch, I was getting some dick, girl. I had to wake up.
No, man.
I saw the sign.
Me. No, you're not from
opened
to
up.
Me out.
You ain't had a good dick yet, I guess.
I have not, because you're not finna cuss
Baby,
me out for what?
That boy kissed somebody in front of
me
one
for
day.
Some shit you finna do?
He kissed the bitch in front of me one day.
Oh, you're that girl.
And I was like, oh, so you gonna kiss this
he
bitch?
He kissed the bitch in front of you? Oh, you're that girl.
He did. No, bitch, I was gonna start my car and leave, but I got weak in the knees like a Harley.
Okay, and you didn't.
And I did, but I cussed him out.
So,
and I broke up with him.
But,
hold on, listen.
He kissed the bitch in front of you and you did what?
Well, behind me, technically. You know what I seen. But I broke up with him for a whole 3 hours. I was 18 for the record.
Okay. There you go.
For the record.
That's the only thing that's going to justify that.
But baby, when I tell you I gave him some good ass tonight, I sure did.
For kissing another bitch?
No, for him making up to me.
So kissing another bitch and then making up to you, so you gave him some ass.
He said sorry.
For kissing another bitch in front of you in your eyesight. A female.
We know she was pregnant or not. It was a whole lot going on.
So she was pregnant?
She wasn't. We know.
Oh, but no. Okay.
Girl, I lived a life,
yeah,
girl.
You did.
This is real love hip hop, okay?
Yeah,
it was real.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
that,
yeah.
But look it, in that moment, that was my man.
Yeah.
Could have told me nothing about my man.
Kissing another bitch.
He did it. I mean, but then when we broke up the last time,
oh.
I got stronger.
Oh.
I got wiser.
Oh.
And I said, Jesus. Give me the strength that Ooh. I need Ooh. Of all of the strong women.
Okay.
Give me Oprah. Give me Cicely Tyson. Give me Phenomenal Woman.
Maya Angelou.
I said, give me all the strength of my ancestors and my sisters. And when I tell you, we got back together, right?
Oh,
because he wanted me
don't
back.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, bitch, I'm going to tell you a story. We got back together.
Don't say
and
that.
And I said, hey.
Oh.
And it was
after you messaged him on his birthday?
Yeah. I had just got done having a rendezvous with someone else. That's all we gonna say. And I looked at the clock. It was 12 o'clock. It was his birthday. I can't tell
the
day.
Car already.
I can't tell the day because I haven't done too much.
You can't tell the day
because
it was his birthday.
I know, but I can't tell the day. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about.
She had mosquito bites on her booty.
So the next, all over. We was in like a park.
And listen, and gravel marks on her knees.
I did. Stop. Too much. So I end up texting him.
And
I called him.
She left.
Wait, hold on, girl.
She took the phone that I did not have the number to.
I had two phones. One for the hoes, one for the club.
She took the phone that I didn't have the number to. I left the phone that I had the number to in the car. So I'm calling her, and I'm like, girl, where you at? It's ringing. It's ringing in the fucking seat next to me, because I'm just always the driver, girl. And the phone is ringing in the seat next to me, and I'm like, girl.
You sound really angry about this still.
Baby, I was! Because the police came and told me to move.
20 years ago.
And I'm just thinking you might be getting chopped up in the woods. I wouldn't know.
I thought I was, too.
I thought you were, too. But
he put
I'm like,
dick.
I gotta move.
So, no, but the worst part. No, but the worst part is like I bent over like this little stool, and he like working me out and stuff. And then like this whole family riding a bike come through, and I'm just like, hey. It was nighttime, so I don't know what they saw, but I saw them, so they saw me. I'm just like,
it's all full moon hey. That night.
I feel like Brandy, girl. And when I tell you, I got in the car. Because that was just a fling.
She know.
I still love my man, though. So I called him on his birthday.
Wait. This bitch, they got her whole punani worked out in the woods.
I did.
By a whole stranger, right?
I did.
Get in the car. We on our way home. She go midnight. I got to call my man. It's his birthday.
We were not together, though.
But is that what you said?
I did.
You did. And then she called this whole man on his birthday after she got her whole punani worked out in the middle of nowhere and said, oh, happy birthday, baby. And then they got back
together. No, I didn't say baby because we were talking to me. I said, and no, I'm saying exactly what I said. I said, hello.
Whatever y'all said.
I said, happy birthday. He said, thank you. I said, you know who you're talking to? He was like, yeah. I said, oh.
And then they got back together.
I said, well, I hope you're doing good.
Well,
And he was like, I said, well, I'm going to see you soon, I hope. He said, I'll see you later today. It was his birthday, so I went and got him. And then, you know, we went to my room, and we reacclimated our relationship. And I gave him some of that twat that was used a couple hours ago. I did a Kegel while I was inside, so he ain't out. So I gave it to him really good, really rough, really. And then he fell back in love. But this time, I'm going to tell you, I was smart. I said, bitch. See, because before I was dating him, and I had the mindset of a woman, because I was around a lot of women, I wasn't thinking like a man. So I said, bitch, you got bonds between your legs. You better learn how to fucking think. Do these motherfuckers like they do you. I said, ooh, I woke up. So what I started doing, bitch, I had all type of niggas. Dudes.
Niggas.
Had all type of dudes.
Dudes.
And I tell you, when me and him broke up that last time, he was like, yeah, do that. I said, bye. I just smashed all your friends already. I want y'all to know, since I'm right here. So, we haven't talked in years.
Here we go.
I would still go, but I kind of want to mess with someone in his family. Don't say
his
what.
His brother.
Girl, I know you'll do it. So, we've been, talking and, kicking it and stuff. But, I think I'm going to do it.
You a hoe.
Even though there's one hoe that's in the way.
Who? Say it.
I can't say it out loud.
Say it.
No, I can't.
Say it.
No, because if I say that, that's just who it is.
Say it. Tell me. Who? Shut the fuck up.
That's the hoe in the way.
That's not surprising.
Girl, nah. A bitch is in the way, trying to keep him from me, trying to keep me from going through the family. Girl. But bitch, when I tell you.
But wait, who the bigger hoe than him or you?
I'm coming.
Say it again.
Oops. No, baby, I'm coming to the family. But the mama still don't like me.
Clearly. She has good reason.
She said, you got my son out here, girl. That's almost game for I got to him, girl. Number one.
So anyway.
Number two, she should thank me for turning her son out because I had made him respect her. Bitch. I never liked that bitch. And that bitch trying to call my motherfucking mama and tell my mama that I was gay. Girl, my mama knew I was gay, bitch. I came out backwards, bitch. She knew I was gay when she pushed me out, ho. Were you worried about me, bitch, being gay? And I do miss him, though.
You should have told her son eat booty. I'm hungry.
We was young, okay, when we started dating.
Yeah, that was probably my first, still eat booty.
That was my first love.
Yeah. So anyway, moving on.
Hey, his butt.
Speaking of divorce, because that's how we got here was.
Oh yeah, so
Cardi and.
So Cardi and Offset getting divorced. Womp 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 womp.
Womp 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 womp.
I divorced my ex.
Apparently.
Oh, who else
Miss
divorced?
Kim Kardashian West has filed for divorce.
No, she not filed. She has a plan.
Who said that, though?
The people.
What's the people?
They said that she has an exit plan to get with Kanye. Ever since he pissed on that Grammy, she was so upset.
Pissed on a Grammy?
Yeah, he was pissed on a Grammy on Twitter.
Oh. So here's the
why
thing.
Why won't Twitter just ban him?
Here's the thing. Kanye, which one? The soda?
Mm-hmm.
Kanye needs help. We know this. What?
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's that? Kanye needs help. We know this. This is nothing new. This is not new news.
But would you let Kanye hit?
Would I like? No.
I heard that I'm crazy. Think it's good.
Yeah. No. I'm good. If you gonna hit it and you will come back and try and burn down my house, I'm good.
I ain't got a house to burn down.
I do. Baby, I do. Know that. So you're not burning my house down, baby. I got a house.
I think it's only for good to what they burn shit down for. So you might be good.
Don't do that. Good night, y'all. It's been a good show, because this bitch tried me the fuck.
So Kim Kardashian and Kanye are on their way to the voice court. Cardi B and Offset.
If only this camera was on, y'all would see all this shade.
Cardi B and Offset.
This bitch really tried me right now.
Cardi B and Offset already in divorce court. And Ray J filed for divorce from Princess. First of all, Princess, she used to be number six.
Six to what?
For, what's that boxer name? Floyd Mayweather. She was number six. She was Thursday.
What's she?
She was Thursday. Was she Thursday or was she Friday? No, she was like a weekend kind of girl. She was like a weekday kind of girl. She was like Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, no.
Maybe Tuesday. But he married, so he married Thursday. I'm calling Thursday.
You're petty.
He married Thursday, and now he said he want to divorce her. The Lord told him to divorce her. But now he said that he think that maybe it was premature. Maybe that maybe they should do marriage counseling and stay together.
Okay. Here's my thing. Ray J at this point only does anything that's going to
be. I will let Ray J fuck me.
Nick
Cannon.
Reggie,
at the same damn time.
He only does anything that's going to benefit him entertainment-wise. So Ray J going to do some shit that he can do on camera for a coin. That's all Ray J is about these days. Oh, that's literally it.
He can do me on OnlyFans for a coin.
I believe you.
I ain't got one, but I make one that day.
You ain't got to make one. He got one, I'm sure.
And I'm going to go.
I bet.
When I saw Kim Kardashian sucking his dick and she couldn't do it right, I said, he deserves a good blowjob. And he deserves
Ray J ain't got no dick.
You a motherfucking lie.
Ray J ain't got no dick.
You a mother. She had two hands on that dick and a mouthful and was still dick left.
Baby, Ray J. Okay, Kim Kardashian got small hands.
No.
She do.
That she look girl by.
Go by.
Let me pull that dick up right here.
We are. I'm good. Ray. Here's the thing. Even if he got dick, he lame.
Mm-mm. Kim was lame. He got the work
they
for me.
They both lame.
I want that dick.
You gonna fuck a lame?
I fuck several for free.
Oh, shit. You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. What is that? Ooh! That ain't that big.
That is this.
No, it's not that big.
That's you a lie.
It's not that big.
It is.
I've had bigger dick than that.
Wow.
Girl.
But I have.
But did you keep it?
No. Was it worth keeping? No.
Look at her sucking that dick.
Okay, and?
Ooh, I love.
I've had bigger dick than that.
Look at that face she made. When I saw dick, I was like this.
That was because that's her face at the time. She had that face worked on.
Oh, look
times.
At her licking. Oh, look at her licking.
Girl, bye.
I love licking the tip of a dick. Oh, okay, yes.
Girl, bye.
Lick the dick like a TikTok.
First of all,
some of us got walls, some of us don't.
Exactly. Here's the
now
thing.
We know who don't.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, dick is dick. Okay? So you're going to give some dick, you can give some dick. Now.
Not when you get face fucked like that without even.
But okay, but did he marry her? No. So it wasn't that good.
Is that good?
We
that's said, how she got famous, bitch. That's how she made
okay, and? But did he marry her? But did he marry her?
He didn't no. have to marry her.
Clearly.
She made a bigger name for herself than what he ever did.
So,
with
dick,
that fucking video.
So, dick is dick. You're going to have a good one, you're going to have a bad one. And
next caller.
Dick is dick. Dick is dick.
If you have a good one, that part.
We have discovered that Dana is a bust down Tatiana.
How I'm the bust down?
Cause girl.
How I'm the bust down? At the end of the day, my thing is dick is dick, mouth is mouth.
We have no doubt.
You'll have a good one, you'll have a bad
calm
one.
Down, sus.
But you
we
won't.
Have no doubt you're being very aggressive right now.
Who?
I'm fearing for my life.
Okay.
I'm in danger.
Now she's fearing for her life. Okay.
I feel threatened.
Okay.
Goodbye. We have no download alert this week. Who got new music out? You know anybody got new music out?
I don't know.
Well, listen to Miley Cyrus again, y'all.
No, we won't do that.
I like this song last week.
That's what we won't do.
Listen to some Tiana Taylor album.
Tiana Taylor album is cute.
Listen to that. Listen to the first album again.
New music. I don't know.
Well, we don't know no new music, girl.
But we didn't do our research. I don't give a fuck. Goodbye. I'm
so, we love you guys. We'll see you guys all next week when Dana is coherent.
I won't be.
And let's get out of here.
Sipping and tripping, yeah.